So where are we holding? So yesterday we tried to cobble together a Mahalath in Rashi. What's the Rashi learns that Yichud Bayis, the reason why you bought there is because you weren't Makabel Achrayis. Yichud Bayis, you said Hanach Achas Mazoviyos, so you're not Makabel Achrayis. That's why you bought there. And nothing more brings the drasha below your motze. Rashi learns Pshat in the drasha is it has to be motze biyodcha l'chol chafetzecha. I'm the kabbal le'achrayis, the havi kiri day. So what does one thing have to do with the other? Motzi biyotko l'chol chafetzecha. What does that do with kabbalas achrayis? How does kabbalas achrayis make it motzi biyotko l'chol chafetzecha? So I wanted to say, and b'chal had this thing with Rashi Shita in Bava Metzia that in order to be over by Rabbi Motzi, you have to have a chiyuv einson, and the Ramban's kasha that the Ramban's kasha. That l'chay regoyim were nismayed from a chiyuv from dinei shmira. So I wanted to say, based on Rav Elchanan and based on the Rashi and Sanhedrin, that Rashi holds that the chiyuv achrayis of a shoyl is taka not mikoyach the shmira, it's mikoyach the hano. The hano is mechayiv in the chiyuv einson of a shoyl is mikoyach the hano is mechayiv like a ganav. And Rashi learns that a guy is taking this light from dinei shmira, the achrayis of stam shemir chinam shemir sofer. That you don't have by nichse guy. But the achrayis of a shoyl, the achrayis of einsim of a shoyl that you could have, and therefore stam when he's makabel achrayis, Rishonim learn up in Rashi that stam is makabel achrayis. The stam kabbalas achrayis that you have by nichse akum would be b'tayr shoyl. So you become like a shoyl in the chametz. If he's a shoyl in the chametz, then it's taka motzi biyodin l'chol chafotzuf. That's not the Pshad and Rashi. So what he's makabel is that he's makabel achrayis, but the way you makabel stam kabel achrayis by nichse akum is that he becomes a shoyl. Right, speak chidushim. Big chidushim. Maybe it's bigger chidushim than what one is allowed to say. But on the other hand, we have big kashas here in Rashi, very strange rashis. I think it's a Tosefos Havana in Rashi Shita Be'etzim why you have to have a Chiyuv Einson in order to be over by Rabbi Motze. Other Rishonim hold that even a Chayis of Shia, the Bahag holds. Many Rishonim hold a Chayis of Shia not, Peshe is Kemazik, but a Chayis of Gnevev Avedo. If you're looking for a Chayis, Gnevev Avedo is also not a Chayis. A regular Shomer, a Shomer Sofer, has a Chayis of Gnevev Avedo. Why does Rashi hold that you have to have a Chayis of Einson? So the answer, the fee, maybe it's Tzahar. So we could say all kinds of machshavas, garim l'mamon, maybe garim l'mamon has to be shittas and rishayim, that it's not called a dovar garim l'mamon. If you don't have 100%, it's not 100% garim l'mamon. But the emes, in Rashi and Ash, so gilachar, there's a gilad. Rashi says, why do you have to, at least the way I want to learn the Rashi, is a gilad in Agamar. Because it says in Agamar, where does it say in Torah you have to be mekabel achrayis? You need kabbalas achrayis. It says in Leimotzi Lecha, because I'm Motzi Leyotcha Lechol Chafetzecha. So Rashi learned up that the Kabbalah Achrayis that you need is an Achrayis that makes it Motzi Biyotcha Lechol Chafetzecha. That's the Achrayis of the Shoyl, the Achrayis of the Shoyl Mechinim and the Shoyl Mesochar, that if he's Mishrashal in the Shmira, he has to pay. That's not Motzi Biyotcha Lechol Chafetzecha. The Achrayis that makes it Motzi Biyotcha Lechol Chafetzecha is an Achrayis of a Shoyl where the Achrayis flows from the Kolhan Oshaloi. So Meila Rashi learns that that's so Meila Rashi learns from there that that's what it says in Pasuk. In the Pasuk of Leimotzi, it says Yechayim by Rabbi Motzi and Chometz of Anochri, but only in a case where it's Motzi biyotcha l'chol chafetzecha. It means we have such an achrayis that it's called an oshalay. That's the achrayis of a shoyl. Let's see the Hemshech of the Gemara, because the Hemshech of the Gemara is also very problematic for Rashi. So the Gemara says, L'meimer d'skiris kanya. The Gemara thinks that somehow in this Brice it says, in this Brice of Yichud Le'Bayis, it somehow says that skiris is kanya. The fact that Yichud Le'Bayis patas him Well, thanks. It's a chacha that schiris must be kanya. So Shaim asks, "Lechi Rashi, where's the chacha that schiris kanya?" The Ramban asks in Rashi, "What do you say anything?" Yichud lebayis. The reason why yichud lebayis is butter is ein sol kuklevar. It's because when you say when you're miyachud lebayis, the Ramban understood in Rashi when you're miyachud lebayis, like you're saying, it's like you're saying, you know. When you say Hanafachas min azovah, so you're saying that you don't want to be a mekabel achrayis. So what does it matter if technically schiris is kainah, schiris is not kainah? Let's say schiris is not kainah. What's the difference? But lemaisa, I said Hanafachas min azovah. I was a megaladas that I don't want to be a mekabel achrayis. So Ramban doesn't answer this question. He's chaylik and Rashi, among other things, mekayich this question. The Ran says that maybe for Rashi you can answer. But Rashi learns that the Gili Das itself is totally whether or not Schir is Kanya. If Schir is Kanya, so when you say, when you Miyachad Lebayis, when you say, you're telling him to put it into his property, so then that's a Gili Das, you don't want to be Mekabel Achrayis. But when you say, when you're not Miyachad Lebayis, and you say, put it into my bias, then you're saying, put it into my bias. So when you say put it into my bias, so then you that's a gilim milsim in mekabel achrayis. That was the worth of it. Right, but let's see where that takes us. So that's kilu gemara's kasha. That the gemara thinks that if schiris is kanya, gemara thinks that if schiris is kanya and it's if schiris is loy kanya and it's still your bias, then there's no gili das in not being mekabel achrayis. Still belongs to the maskir. So if it's still the mokum of the maskir, yichud lebayis is still the mokum of still belongs to the maskir. It's the mokum of the maskir. So then we're back to square one. So why is he in his zokh levar? It should be zokh levar. And for the Gemara, shiny yocha the after rechmana beloshin lo yimotzi mishimotzi biyotcha yotzer zesh and yimotzi biyotcha. Firashi, Gemara's teretz needs pshat. What's the teretz? Gzeres hakosov. Is it kanya or like kanya? The gzeres hakosov is certainly not telling me that schiris is kanya. We have a chocha from avodah zarah that schiris is not kanya. So that's still true. Schiris is like kanya. And if schiris loy kanya, the Ran said that it's a gili das. If schiris loy kanya, then when you say hanach b'achas min azovios, you're still being mekabel achrayis because it's still your rishus, so you're being mekabel achrayis. So if you're being mekabel achrayis, why are you potter? Elamai you potter because maybe al derech shari shanim. Even though it's taka your bias and you are mekabel achrayis, you putter anyway because not motzi. Even though you were mekabel achrayis, but shitas Rashi throughout was that's not true. The reason why yichud lebayis is putter is because you're not mekabel achrayis. Unless we'll learn in Rashi that it's a chazar in the Gemara. Up till now, Rashi learned in the Gemara, yichud lebayis works because you're talking not makabel achrayis, the way Rashi said all along. In fact, the Gemara, but that would only be true if schiris is kanya, lemais is schiris loy kanya. So maybe now lemaskana, the Gemara is making a 180-degree turn, and the Gemara saying, you know what, you're right, schiris is loy kanya, and you are makabel achrayis because it's your bias, so you are makabel achrayis. If you're makabel achrayis, why are you pavder? Because I'm motzi biotcha. And Kabbalah Sechayis doesn't work if it's not in your issues. Are there places in Shari than the Shari Shani? Doch look at Rashi. Rashi doesn't say that there's a Chazor. It's not impossible. I don't want to rule it out. maybe Nechami. Maybe we'll learn a Rashi that the maskana of the Gemara is that it'll come out that the whole chiddush of Rashi, the yichud lebayis, is the lack of kabbalah sachayis, and that's why you potter. That's all up to the last line of the Gemara. But now the Gemara, now the maskana of the Gemara is that yichud lebayis is chirus lekanya, so it's still your bias. So then, what's the accomplishment of yichud lebayis? Not motzi biyotu. Zeh sakos Nechami. You are mekabbalah chayis.
So what would Rashi be saying that Shari opens up his Masorah and operating and gave the corner over to the Nasr? Initially, what would the Wash of the Gemara be Sha'ani Hacha? It's different here. Where would that be going?
No, Sha'ani Hacha here means different than Avodah Zarah. By Avodah Zarah, it's totally who does it belong to? Skiris like Kanya. But over here, it's not totally who does it belong to. It's totally who has a right to be there. I don't have a right. Once I'm Yachid to the Nochri, it's not my living space. Kaka belongs to me. The Mokum belongs to me. But I rent it out to Ishtamshus. So it's Mesur L'Nochri. I don't know, right? It's like if I rent out a house to somebody, I can't just walk in. It's my bias, but I can't just walk in. So Rashi says, that's not called Mosu Biotra. What?
It doesn't say Ella.
It doesn't say Ella. Yeah, and Echrami, it doesn't say Ella. That's a terrible. The Gemara never said the Havana. The Gemara said, Yichud Le'Bayis is Potter. Seifakoy, the Pasuk is telling me that Yichud Le'Bayis is Potter. The Gemara didn't say why. So Gemara thinks it's because it lacks in Kabbalah Sachayis, because it's not your, the Gemara thinks it's because Schiris is Kanya. And if Schiris is Kanya is what? So Rashi learns if Schiris is Kanya, so then it belongs to the Mokum belongs to the guy. So what does that matter? So Rashi thought, oh, so it takes off the Kabbalah Sachayis. Fred the Gemara, Schiris like Kanya. The answer is, no, it's not that the mokum is. It's that it lacks in leimotze. Rashi said the drosh of Leimotze is Lechol Chafatzecha. Right, we would have to say that there's a chazar from that too. Before the Gemara thought Leimotze means Lechol Chafatzecha, Kabbalah Sechayis. And now the Gemara is Chayisim. No, that's not what Leimotze means. It is Leilim, there was Kabbalah Sechayis. Here's Lekanya, there was a Kabbalah Sechayis. It is Motze Biyot for Lechol Chafatzecha. But Isa Zobis, Mesur Lenochi. Yeah, about it, let's just wait just a second. Chayitz dochuk to say that shot that Rashi said that the drush of leimotzi is motzi biyotcha lechol chafatzecha, that's all the havamim in the Gemara. The frat, if lemaskana Rashi comes around to the other Rishonim, that the p'tur of yichud lebayis is because it's not motzi, it's not in your rishus. So what was it? Why didn't Rashi learn the way before? That the Gemara thought yichud lebayis works because it's not motzi, but the Gemara thought not being motzi depends on whether it's koni or not. If it's Schiris is Kanya, then it's not Motzi Biyotra. If Schiris is Leikanya, then it is Motzi Biyotra. The Gemara said, no, even if Schiris is Leikanya, but Lemaisa, it's Socher, so it's not called Motzi Biyotra. That's how the other Rishonim learn. If we're already making Rashi a Chaber to the other Rishonim in the Maskana, so why does Rashi diverge? The Gemara is much simpler according to the other Rishonim the whole way through. I'm thinking maybe with the Diburim that we had yesterday, Maybe we could say something. Maybe we could say here a mahalach that Rashi is still going with the idea that you need Kabbalah Sachayis and Yichud Lebayis. Rashi is still going with the idea that Yichud Lebayis is potter because it's not Motzi Biyotcha L'Chol Chafetzecha. Rashi learns that's what Kabbalah Sachayis gives me. With yesterday's diburim, achrayis is not important for its own sake. The importance of achrayis is that it makes it that it's a simen that it's motzi biyotcha l'chol chafetzecha. When you makabel achrayis in the chametz of a guy, then it becomes motzi biyot chalufa. I mean, Rashi said it beferish. But, you know, it's not my fault. Rashi said that beferish. That's the smoking gun. You know, otherwise, what I'm saying is that I would never say such wild things. But Rashi says it beferish. He says Kabbalah Zachayis Brooks because it makes it motzi biyot chalufal chafatzecha. This is what I'm stumin. So I'm suggesting, that's the Malach I'm suggesting, that by Nichsei Goy, Kabbalah Zachayis makes it motzi biyot chalufal chafatzecha because there's no other kind of achayis except the achayis that comes from Kol Ano Shelo. So it becomes motzi biyot chalufal chafatzecha. So the Gemara thought, what does Yichud Le'Bayis do? Yichud Le'Bayis means I said, put it in, don't put it in my rishus. If you don't put it in my rishus, I'm not a shoyl. That's also the Havana. What does it help Yichud Le'Bayis? What is Yichud? It's a different Havana also, I think. The Mahalach that I'm suggesting. So besides everything else, maybe it's a different Havana, even L'Chatchil in the Gemara. What does Yichud Le'Bayis do? Why does Yichud Le'Bayis make it that I'm not Makabel Achayis? So maybe we start from there. What does Yichud Le'Bayis accomplish? So Rashi learns, when you say Yichud Le'Bayis, Hanach B'achas Min Azobius, then you don't become Chayiv and Achayis. So why not? So Yishayim said it's an Umdunah. When you say Hanach B'achas Min Azobius, it's an Umdunah that you don't want to be Mekabel Achayis. We may lefida mahalach that I want to say, we don't have to cover, we don't have to say it's an Umdunah. The Kabbalah Achayis that you have by Nichsei Goyis, it becomes a Shoyel. To be a shoyl, it has to be in your rishus. If you don't take it into your rishus, you never became a shoyl. If you never became a shoyl, then there's no achrayis. So then it's very gishmak. That's takatoli in schiris kanya, schiris loy kanya. There's a revach already in that stage in the Gemara. We don't have to come on to the other rishus. The other rishus say it's an umdana. And then we have a problem. If it's an umdana, what does it have to do with schiris kanya? That's one of the problems in the Gemara according to Rashi. If Yichud Le'Bayis works because it's an umdana, you're not being Mekabel Achrayis. So what's the Gemara's kasha l'meimer the Schiris Kanya? What does the umdana have to do with Schiris Kanya? I said, Hanachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachach the Ramban thinks that that's it. Rashi's blown away. The Ramban said, no, maybe kenitchak. That the Gemara thinks that whether the umdin is totally whether or not skir is kind or skir is loy kind. And then the Rav himself asked, but what's the exact cost of at the end? I'm saying, no, it's not an umdin. The pshat is needed that the kabbalah sechrais that you have by nixay akum is motzi biyotra l'chol chafetzech. It's a kabbalah sechrais that they show it. That's the nature of the kabbalah sechrais. Because there is no other kabbalah sechrais, right? So to be shoyl it, you have to be kind it. Sha'ila starts with the king. So if you say Hanach Nachas Min HaZobis, you would never shoyl it. Zok Yomel, the memory of Sechir is Kanya. So you're telling me Sechir is Kanya, but the emes is Sechir is like Kanya. So if Sechir is like Kanya, then you could be kind it. If you could be kind it, then maybe you're Taka Shoyl. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Answers the Gemara. Shiny hocha the chsib loy himotze. L'oilim he's taka shoyl. But azah shoyl, such a shoyl who can't get to the chayfetz because he was miyachin mokum to the guy. So then it's not, it lacks in motzev yotcha l'chol chafetzecha. What does it help that he was shoyl l'chomets? But he can't get to it because he was miyachin mokum. It's not in his reshus, it's not accessible to him. I mean, I'm not saying that maybe he could get to it. Whatever it means, not motzev yotcha, it's not accessible. So because Oiseha Zobas Rashi says, Oiseha Zobas Masura Lenochi. So it means to some degree it's not accessible to him. So the Gemara may be saying, technically maybe is a Shoyal, because he did a Kenyan. But a Chomes that you were Shoyal, that you can't access, so that's not Motzi B'Yotcha L'Chol Chafetzecha. That's Gemara's Teretz. It's not a Chazor, we're still going with Motzi B'Yotcha L'Chol Chafetzecha.
Rebbe?
I keep apologizing for that. It's mechidush, because it's very mechidush Rashi to say this whole mahalach of Shalem. But at the end, I think it's in the cheshbon of sugi, it goes to very good. The sugi from beginning to end is the Gemara says that yichud lebayis works because it's not a kabbalah sechrayis. Why is yichud lebayis not a kabbalah sechrayis? Because kabbalah sechrayis means that he was shoyled. By nichse akum is no other kind of a kabbalah sechrayis. And unless he made a special kinyan, but we're not talking that he made a special kinyan. And that's not what the Torah is talking about. When the Torah said Kabbalah Sechayis and Mechayiv, it means the Kabbalah Sechayis of a Shoylet. Torah says Medayik and Rashi and Bar Metzia. Kabbalah Sechayis of Einsing. So the Gemara. So that's the Kabbalah Sechayis. So if you said put it in the house, so that's the Kabbalah. Then you took it into your Rishus. Then it's Taka Kabbalah Sechayis and you're a Shoylet. And then it's Motzi B'yotcha L'chol Chafetzecha.
Rebbe?
What exactly as a shayla you could do with this chametz? Yesh lodin badover. You know, what could you do with it? Could you eat it? Not sure. Maybe you could eat it. If you'll pay it back, maybe you could eat it even. If you take a consumable good and if you borrow a dozen eggs, and you're going to give back a different dozen eggs. So it says in Rishonim in Hilchos Ribbis, and again Hilchos Ribbis, that's called a she'ela. It's a different kind of she'ela because you're giving back different eggs. But it's a she'ela. You're not giving back money. You're not giving the price of the eggs. You're giving back, you borrowed a dozen eggs, I'm going to give back a dozen eggs. So that's not called you borrowed money. If it was called you borrowed money, then we would have to price the eggs. You would price the eggs at the beginning and you give back that amount of money at the end. That's not what you did. You said you borrowed a dozen eggs, you give back a dozen eggs. It's a she'ela. Either eggs are consumed. Eggs are there just to consume them. Nobody cares about which particular eggs. The guy doesn't have any sentimental value for these particular eggs. That's called, I lend you a bar. That's how we talk also. Can you lend me a dozen eggs? We don't expect you to give back the same dozen eggs. That's called a she'ela. So maybe you can even eat the chametz if you can give it back. It's also called a she'ela. Any idea? Maybe you can use it as a paperweight. I'm not sure exactly what the she'ela would give you, what would allow me to do with the chametz. But upon him, it's midin she'ela. So the Gemara, and what's yichud le'bayis? Yichud le'bayis, not a she'ela. So there's no achrayas. That's a rashi in the Gemara. Shrek the Gemara, l'meimah the skiris kana. So that's takatoli and skiris kana. Not looking at his umdana. He's saying to be a she'ela, you have to make a kinyan. The Gemara thought yichud le'bayis, not making a kinyan. That's why you're not a she'ela. It's not motzi b'yotcha b'chol chafetzecha. Shrek the Gemara, l'meimah the skiris kana. But skiris kana is like kana. So you are a she'ela. And for the Gemara, but you're a she'ela, can't access it. A shoyl can't access the chametz. Is not this? That's also not motzi b'yod for l'chol chafetzecha. It's a meili apotim. Yeah. Okay, what? I try to speak.
Rebbe.
How can I hear them?
Rebbe.
Like that line was.
Rebbe.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Hold on. Make it louder. Yeah. Go ahead.
So we're saying now, in order to be a shoel, without the Xeris Kosov at least, he has to be able to make a kinyan on it. But didn't the Gemara in Sanhedrin that we did say that we learned from Shoel Dafka that even though he has a chrayis and owns sin, he doesn't own it?
But there's a difference. He needs to have, in order to be a shoel, you have to do a maisa kinyan in it. Because she'ela starts, how does she'ela start? She'ela starts when you take it, when you take it in hand. So then you become a shoyl. So you have to do a maisa kinyan to be a, but it doesn't mean that it belongs to you when you give it back. What the Gemara in Sanhedrin is talking about is when a shoyl gives it back, is he, the Gemara have him, you know, that when a ganav gives back the gneva, he's giving back his own money. The ganav acquired the gneva when he stole it, and when he gives it back, it's b'toras tashlum, and he's giving back his own money. And then there would be a din of kimli v'drabine. If the shasa gnevi was chayav misa because he was above machteris over there, so he wouldn't have to give it back because you don't have to give back your own money. That's tashlumen. So Mar says that's not true. About it, when you give it back, it's a hashova. The chayav doesn't belong to you. The chayav doesn't belong to you. You just have a chiyav einsin because kol ano shaloi. But the chiyav einsin of a shoyl is because he's a shoyl. To be a shoyl, that's the first thing. To be a shoyl. To be a shoyl, you have to do a maisa kinyan in the chayv. The shoyl starts with the maisa kinyan. It doesn't mean it belongs to you, but with that you become a shoyl. Taisa talks about this. Taisa talks about when does the shoyl start? Taisa makes a distinction between a shomer chinam, a shomer socher. The shmirah starts when the bialim walk away. That's I think a gemara. Aisha says that's only by a shaymachinim and a shaymasachar. She'ela starts when you take it. The difference is a shaymachinim is working. We spoke yesterday. The shaymachinim is working for the bialim. Shaymasachar is working for the bialim. So a payel, when does a payel start being a payel? When you mischayev to pay his wages. A payel starts to be a payel when he starts working. So when does a shaymer start working? When the bialim walk away. The minute the Bayim walk away, the Shomer starts working. So now he's doing the pull of the Bayim. So now he starts to be a Shomer Chinam and a Shomer Socher. A Shoel is not working for the Bayim. That's the Rashi also about that. It's not bolav imon. The shoyel is not working for the bialim. The bialim didn't go looking for a shoyel. The shoyel went looking for a mashal. So the shoyel is not working for them for the bialim. So when the bialim walk away, that's not when the shoyel starts. So when does the shoyel start? The shoyel starts when the shoyel takes possession of the shoyel. Okay. Anyway, maybe somehow. Mostly shoyelim don't learn this way. So let's see Tosis. Yichud lebayis pirush akuntris the lekibul olav achrayus. Elo omalei harebayis lefanecha the koshelery. My iri yichud. I feel a lo yichud nami. If he was mekabel achrayus, if he wasn't mekabel achrayus, so who cares if it was yichud lebayis or not? Manoshok, he was mekabel. Right, Tosis doesn't have this notion of stam. The stam of Tosis learns that, you know, there's no stam. By a goy, you have to be mekabel achrayus. You have to be mekabel achrayus beferish. Like the Ramban speaks out, it's not really ale. You have to be mekabel achrayus beferish. And if you're mekabel achrayus, who cares if it was yichud lebayis? Also, what does that have to do with Kanya? Was he Makabal Achrayus? Was he not Makabal Achrayus? What does that have to do with Skiris Kanya? Well, Pirsha Venetam, Yafil Be Achrayus, Mari. No, Yichud Abayis is with Achrayus. Umishim Hochim, Nofik Miloim Motze. Yilichoshiv Motz. That's why the drush is from Loim Motze, not from Lecha. If you weren't Makabal Achrayus, Tais Mavli over here, Tais never asked this for a Kashan Rashi. He's Mavliya in his terrace, but Lechor, there's a Kashan Rashi too. If it's loy kibul olav achrayus, then what do you have to have a new drosha of loy motzei? That the din of lecha. That was the price of before. Lecha is mashma that it's you're allowed to be mekabel b'kdoinus. Loy motzei there, it doesn't say lecha. It's mashma you're not allowed to be mekabel b'kdoinus. Where's it hot case? It hot the kibul olav achrayus. So the loy kibul olav achrayus. Now all of a sudden we're coming up with a new drosha. Loy motzei amotzei biotcha. That was that we had that problem in Rashi. Tosis doesn't ask the kashan Rashi beferish. I don't know why, because you see in Tosis his teretz. He counts it as a rebbech in his teretz, because he says when he says Rabbi Natan says Yafilu Achrayis Ma'ari. It's looking even where you were Mekabel Achrayis. Umishim Hochi Mapik Milo Yimotzei Lechol Shem Motzei Kevin Shichu Lebayis. That's why you need this new drasha of Lo Yimotzei. As Lechol, you were Mekabel Achrayis. Lechol tells me if you're not Mekabel Achrayis, you put it. But here you were Mekabel Achrayis, so we have to come on to a new drasha. That even though you're Mekabel Achrayis, but a yois that you were Miyachad Lebayis, so it's not Motzi B'yotcha. So Tosis, one second. That's good if you have this drosha of Lo Yimotzi, I'm Motzi B'yotcha. That's Rav Ashi drosha. Rav Papa doesn't have that drosha. Rav Papa learns Lo Yimotzi, I'm Eishiklai. So how does Rav Papa know this, Yisoyiv, that if you're Miyachad Lebayis, so you're not able to say this off of Kluvar? There's no pasuk according to Rav Papa. But doesn't have the drosha of lo yimotzei. This hamotzei biyotcha, right? Rav Ashi invented in the Gemara. Rav Papa said that the drosha of lo yimotzei is going on the kov lo yimotzei is going on the reish. That if you were mekabel, if you were not mekabel achrayis at all, you potter. That's exactly what it said in the earlier brayso. I'm sorry if you were mekabel achrayis, you chayiv to mimavak. That's the lo yimotzei that we had from the earlier brayso. Rav Ashi invented that there's another drosha of lo yimotzei, hamotzei biyotcha, to explain the din of yichud lebayis. But Rav Papa doesn't have that. So the free Rav Papa, how do I know this new chiddush din of yichud lebayis, where I was mekabel achrayis, but since I was miyachad leimokum apotter? So Tosis, that way Rav Papa held it's a svara. Rav Papa is lemi svara came in sheyichud lebayis havikilu kibul achrayis al chemtzi shel nochri beveisi shel nochri. Rav Zvi says that's another pasuk. If you're mekabel achrayis and chemtzi shel nochri beveisi shel nochri. That's a double poshut, even without a poshut, that you're not chayiv. The chiddush is that here it's not beis shel nochri. Here it's only yichud lebayis, and then it's the maskanas gemara yichud lebayis, not even coming to the goy. It's here is like kanya. So that's not so poshut. So Rav Papa holds it's good enough. It's like kibul achrayis beis shel nochri. Kibul achrayis. It's like you're mekabel achrayis and chemtzi shel nochri beis shel nochri, which is double poshut that you're not chayiv. So Rav Papa holds in Svar the Yichud Lebayis is the same thing. And Rav Ashi learns the Bayis and no, and Svar we wouldn't know it. I need the drosha of Lo Yimotzei to tell me that it's enough that you're Miyachad Lebayis to make it like Chem Sishol Nochri, the Vesei Shel, the Vesei Shel Nochri. So the Ramban talks about this Shita Ramein Atam. And he has a suffix. Says here Rabbeinu Tam Chiddush Din that if you makabel achrayis and chemsi shel nochi beveisu shel nochi, first of all you potter. That's a chiddush. The Gemara, Rabbeinu Tam learns that the Gemara doesn't think it's a chiddush. The Gemara was potter, but it's certainly a chiddush to us. And then it says, and even more, even yichud lebayis, it says in the is also potter. Even though you makabel achrayis, yichud lebayis patters. So. But let's start with the first one. Chemtze shel nochi beveisu shel nochi. It's potter. Without any psukim, it's potter. So about his psukim, what's that? What does Rabbeinu Tam mean? Is he only saying, is this only by chemtze shel nochi? He's saying a limitation on the din of chemtze shel nochi, that Kabbalah's achrayis only works to be mechayev you when it's beveisu shel nochi, when it's beveisu shel yisrael. But if beveisu shel nochi, then Kabbalah's achrayis is lemaila v'lemaila. But Chemtze Shel Yisrael, it doesn't matter where it is. Chemtze Shel Yisrael could be anywhere in the world. It's Chemtze Shel Yisrael Yechayim. The Ramban says, L'chatchila, that's what he thought. But Rabbeinu Tam is saying a local word about Kabbalah Sechayim. Chemtze Shel Nochri. Chemtze Shel Nochri has to be Beveis Yisrael. Has to be Motzi B'Yomim. But Chemtze Shel Yisrael, wherever it is, Yomim. Then the Rabban says, then the Rabban is chayser, and he has him based on the Mechilta, he brings the Mechilta, and he says, no, la'olam, it's not only by Chemtze Shel Nochri. Chemtze Shel Yisrael, beveisoi Shel Nochri, you're also potter. Because the din is that you're only over on chometz if it's, Torah says, b'soil yimotzi b'vateichem, lo yimotzi b'gvulecha, lo yirah b'gvulecha, So has to be in your Yerushus. So if it's not in your Yerushus, you're part of even my Chemtze Shel Yisrael. B'pshuto, even though the Ramban doesn't say B'feirish, B'pshuto the Ramban would say this, that the same thing if you're sitting in Yerushus Rabban. That should be different. It has to be in your Yerushus. In other words, so it's not a special din by Chemtze Shel Nochri. It's a general din by the Maskonis Ramban, and this is Shittas Ramban, that in order to be labored by Rabbi Motze, it has to be your chometz, or at least your mekabel achrayis. And in addition, it has to be Beveis Yisrael. Beveis Shel Nochri, you're not able. And we had this in the other Rishonim in the Beis Medrash of the Ramban. We had this in Rabbeinu David in the Kiddush Ramban and Tavdalet by Masker and Seicher. Where Rabbeinu David and the Ram both say that neither the mask nor the seich are over. The seich is not over because it's not his chametz, and the mask is not over because it's not in his rishus. So that's the sheet of the Ramban. So general din, the chametz has to be in your rishus. I had a suffix in the Ramban. The Ramban is talking about chemtze shel nochri beveisu shel nochri. So he says, Rabbeinu Tam said Chemtze Shel Nochri beveisu shel nochri. You're not over. The Ramban was Masupik. What about Chemtze Shel Yisrael beveisu shel nochri? Maskanas the Ramban is Chemtze Shel Yisrael beveisu shel nochri. You also potter. And he brings it beferish mechilta. Yotze Chemtze Shel Yisrael beveisu shel nochri. Sha'afu kishu shaloi einu b'shusoi. And you're not over. What about yichud lebayis? By Chemtze Shel Nochri, even yichud lebayis takes off the chiyuv. Even when it's Beveisu Shel Yisrael, it's Chiyus Leikanya. But Yichud Leibayis, you put it into a Rishus of a different Rishus. Chemtze Shel, it's enough not to be over. What about Chemtze Shel Yisrael? What if the Chemtze Shel Yisrael was in a Mokoyim that he was Miyached to somebody else? Now, it's a little bit... You have to have the case because by Chemtze Shel Nochri Mamish, so Yichud Lebayis means I was Miyachid the Bayis to the Bailim, the Goyish Bailim of the Chometz. By my own Chometz, I can't be Miyachid the Mokum to the Bailim of the Chometz. I'm the Bailim of the Chometz. So that kind of Yichud Lebayis is not Shaykh. But I can imagine other cases. Schirus. The Gemara is Madame Schirus to Yichud Lebayis. So what if I have Chometz in a Mokum that I was masked to somebody else? What? Well, my chametz. No, I'm saying my chametz mamish. Let's say I have my chametz mamish, but it's not sitting in my rishus. It's sitting in a mokum that I was masked to somebody else. So the Ramban doesn't say, if you look at the Ramban inside, anybody have a, can lend me a kibbutz, or maybe the table comes with a kibbutz now. First, that's his right. The Rosh talks about that Mechilta. The Rosh is the Mechilta is talking to somebody else. It's talking about Hilbes and Ochri al Chemsay. So he's might see it to a different Indian altogether. But the Ramban learned the Mechilta Kipshutri. Lamadnu mikan. Shedin Chemsi shal Yisrael atzmek edin chomer shal Yehudi shkibbal av achayis v'tshuvayu b'shus Yisrael oiver b'shus ayin Yehudi ayin oiver. The Bevatechim ksiv. So, the chorus sounds like they say, the Ramban is saying the mamish the same. Chemtzi shal nochi shekibol alachayis is mamish like chemtzi shal Yisrael. Well, he doesn't say so. But now, he doesn't say, he's talking about Rishus Yisrael, like the Mechilta. Rishus Anochi, rather, like the Mechilta. But I want to know what it would be if it's Rishus Yisrael, but it was Yichud Levayis. So that he doesn't say Beferish. Now, the Maisa, that's the chorus and nidun of whom. The Ramban doesn't talk about Beferish, but somebody else does. Chemsi shel Yisrael, that's in the, but it's not, it's in the Rishus that's Socher Lachem. Which case is that? It's my chametz, but it's in a place that I rented out to somebody else. What? That's the case of Maskir and Socher. The Maskir, the Chamir, the day of the Maskir, but the Mokim is Socher to the Socher. And Rabbi David and the Ram both say that you're not over. Because they're never shusay. So they Vaisas, they took this analogy all the way, and they said, once you're saying that Chemsi Shalom and Chemsi Shalnochi Shkibal of Achayas are the same. So by Chemsi Shalnochi Shkibal of Achayas, we have a drosho that if the place is socher out, you're not over. Leimotse, Hamotse Biyodai. So the same thing by Chemsi Shalom Mamish, if it's not Motse Biyodai, because it's socher out to somebody else. The place where it is socher out to a different person, to a seicher. So then the Baal HaChom is not over. But I have a Mokum Ion, because the Ramban continues. And he says, Umei Atzmehu Mukhra. He says, I'm going to bring you a raya. That Chemsi Shel Yisrael B'Shus Nochri is not over. Meaning, Lapuki from what he thought originally. He originally thought that Chemtzi Shal Yisrael Yoyver, wherever it is. It's only by Chemtzi Shal Nochi that we make a distinction between if it's in Bereshit Shal Nochi or not, or not. But by Chemtzi Shal Yisrael, he thought originally, Menduma Hayino, he thought originally, Menduma Hayino, there's no difference. But now, if they came around, no, you have a distinction even by Chemtzi Shal Yisrael. So he has a rayon. If you're not going to say that way, if you're going to say that Chemtzi Shal Yisrael Yoyver B'chol Mokim, Nimsei Soimer, Chomet Shalcha, Filu Mufkud B'Yadeinu Yehudi B'Yiracheres Ata Yivroch. Comes out like this. My Chomets, I'm over, even if it's sitting by a guy somewhere in a different town. It doesn't have to be in my Rishus. V'Yafat B'Sheinu B'Veischa V'Loi B'Gvulecha. It's out of my home, it's not in my Gvulim, it's off somewhere else. Chomet Sheinu Shalcha, on the other hand, Goyu Shalchomets, that I was in the Kabbalah Achayis, Afilu B'Veischa Yin Ata Yivroch. Chometz she'enei shalcha, chometz that doesn't belong to me. I feel beveischa, even if it's in my house, I'm not over on it. The Torah omer gvulecho batechem. So how you mekayim the pasuk? The Torah says batechem gvulecho. What's the Torah talking about? Mimarishach, my chometz, I'm over wherever it is. Goyish chometz in my rishus, I'm allowed to have. So where do you have the din? Hechi mishkachas lo the din of batechem and gulech. So right, that even by Yiddish chometz, it's only if it's in my rishus. I don't understand the raya. The nafkamina is for chomz chemtzi shel nochi shekibul levachayis. Chemtzi shel nochi shekibul levachayis, you're only over if it's in your rishos, not if it's in the guy's rishos. So that's where you have the dinu b'techem and gulecho. What's his tanya b'chav? He says, if you're going to tell me that Yiddish chomz you're only over wherever it is in the world, doesn't matter where it is, your own chomz you're over anywhere, and guy's chomz you're allowed to have even in your own house. So then one is, why is the Torah talking about gulecho? What's gulecho? Goyish chametz you can have even in your own house. Yiddish chametz you can't have anywhere. So the whole gulecho is you never have a case of gulecho. What's he talking about? What do you mean? The din of gulecho is the nafkamina for goyish chametz that I was mekabel levachayis. Goyish chametz that I was mekabel levachayis. In my house, I'm not allowed to have it. In a goyish house, I'm allowed to have it. What's built the Ramban? What is Ramban Wapacha? I think al-kochoch, that the Ramban needs to ask the following. The Ramban's question is like this. When do you have a din of gulecho? Yiddish chametz could be in Shaiva, you're over anyway. Goyish chametz, he doesn't mean goyish chametz that you weren't mekabel achayis. Goyish chametz that you weren't mekabel achayis, so that's not even on the, we're not even talking about. Goyish chametz that you were mekabel achrayisan. Says the Ramban, goyish chametz you were mekabel achrayisan, you could still have it in your house, as long as you're miyachid lemokim. That's still your house. Here's like Kanya. So where is this thing of gulecha? Gulecha says you can't have chametz in your property. When is it negea to know if it's your property or not? It never really depends on if it's your property. What is yiddish chametz? It could be by. Well, doesn't matter. It could be anywhere. Goyish chametz, if you weren't mekabel achrayis, then samazay not over, even if it's in your kitchen. But even if it's goyish chametz that you were mekabel achrayis, it's not totally in gvulecha. You could have it in your house, as long as you're miyachad lebayis. If you're miyachad lebayis, it's still gvulecha. It's still yours. Here's like Hanya. But the Torah says gvulecha. So hechi meshkachas lo dinu gvulecha. So the Ramban, it must be that the din of gvulecho is negeh to yiddish chametz. Yiddish chametz, you're only over big gvulecho. But if we're going to say that even by yiddish chametz, if you're yachid leimokin, if you masker it out, you're not over, then he hasn't answered the question. So then we're back to square one. So hechi meshkachas lo gvulecho. Yiddish chametz and goyish chametz, you were mekabel achrayis. They're both the same. You're allowed to have it in your house as long as you're miyachad lemakom. So what was he marviach? Al kochach, the Ramban holds that when it comes to real Yiddish chametz, yichud leyichud being miyachad lemakom doesn't help. Yiddish chametz is totally in gulecha. Chametz that belongs to me, I'm not allowed to have the gulecha. Yichud lemakom is not going to make a difference. By chometz shel nochi shekibul of achrayis, there we make a difference between yichud lebayis and lo yichud lebayis. Since it's only ledat from lo yimotzei, so it has to be motzei biyotcha. And if you're miyach lebokoim, then it's not motzei biyotcha. But yiddish chometz doesn't have to be motzei biyotcha. And it's very mechuvin. The miyut for goyish chametz that's yichud lebayis, the Gemara says, is from motzi, is from leimotzi. Hamotzi biyotcha l'chol chafetzecha. The miyut for yiddish chametz in a goyish that's sitting by a goy, the Ramban brought from the Mechilta different rasha. Motza ma beischa b'shuscha, ma beischa b'shuscha. Yotze chemtzi. Afkol b'shuscha probably said, Yotze chemtzi shul Yisrael shul b'shuscha ein Yehudi. So I mean, because ein b'shuscha. It's a different drasha entirely. It doesn't say the drasha of lo yimotze, amotze b'yotcha. The Mechilta doesn't say that drasha. Mechilta says a different drasha. Ma beischa b'shuscha. We have this drasha by other places. Ma beischa b'shuscha afkol b'shuscha. Like by Hektish, the din that you can't be makdish something that's ein b'shuscha. Right? If you see something was stolen from me, I can't be makdish. Where's that learned that from? Because it says ish ki yakdish is basei. My basei b'shusa yavkal b'shusa. So the Mechilta has a similar drasha for chametz, that it has to be not just gvul echa, it has to be beischa. Beischa has an implication. A gvul could be mine. I could rent it out. It's still gvul echa. But beischa is mashma b'shuscha. So after Mechilta, my beischa b'shuscha yavkal b'shuscha. So it has to be in my rishus. I'm sorry, if I rent it out, maybe it's still in my rishus. But it's a drasha, my beischa b'shuscha yavkal b'shuscha. If it's stolen away, it's not in my rishus. If it's sitting by a goy, it's not in my rishus. That's a different drasha. That's not the drasha motzi b'yotcha. The drasha motzi b'yotcha was only said by goyish shechametz because goyish shechametz is l'ad from lo yimotzi. Yiddish shechametz is l'ad from lo yiro l'cha. So if it's l'ad, it's l'ad from lo yiro l'cha. It doesn't have to be motzi b'yotcha. Goyish shechametz is l'ad from lo yimotzi. Hamotzi b'yotcha. So goyish shechametz you're mekabel achrayis. It's l'ad from lo yimotzi. Hamotzi b'yotcha. So even if you're miyachad lo yimokim in arayim. But Yiddish Chometz is not learned from Lo Yimotze. Doesn't have the din of Hamotze B'yodah. Yiddish Chometz is a different drasha. Ma Beischa B'Shuscha. So that's still called in my Rishuscha. If it's rented out, apparently that's still the Rabban at least holds that's still called it's in my Rishuscha. It's curious like Anya. It's not Motze B'yodah, but it's still called in my Rishuscha. If it's sitting by a guy in somebody else's house entirely, so that's called in Rishuscha. It's mishkachas l'din gvulecha. When does that make a difference if it's my property or not? By Yiddish Chometz, if it's in my property, regardless whether I was miyachad l'mokum, not miyachad l'mokum, I rented it out, I didn't rent it out, excuse like Anya, as long as it's in my property, it's called it's in my rishus, and I'm over. That's just a chacha that by Yiddish Chometz, it must be that if it's by a goy, you're not over. Because you need one case where you have a din of gvulecha. So I think it's mukhuk from the Ramban, from the cheshman of the Ramban. If we work it through rigorously, I think it's mukhuk from the cheshman of the Ramban that the Ramban holds it by Yiddish Chometz, even if the mokum is rented out, you're not over. I mean, sorry, by Yiddish Chometz, even if the mokum is rented out, you're over. Not like Rabbi Nadav and the Chiddush Era. It's very bechiddush because I would expect that Rabbi Nadav and the Chiddush Era is the base medish of the Ramban. The Chiddush, the Rabbi Nadav is mamash the Talmud of the Ramban. And here, I think the Ramban would disagree. But in the case of Maskir and Seicher, I think the Ramban would have to hold that the Maskir is over in Bar Rabbi Motzer. Because it's Schir's like Kanye. Again? By which case?
Let's
see, now we have to buy it. That was
right. So
that's where the Ramban holds. That's not totally in Gvulecha. That needs more than Gvulecha. It needs Motzi B'yotcha. It has to be Mamish in my place where I can access it, not even in a place that's suffered to somebody else, even though it's my Gvul.
Yeah. So
the
Ramban can be asking, the Ramban can refer to
no, it has to be Beisechel Gulecha, but it's not enough. It has to be more than Beisechel Gulecha. It has to be Motzi B'yotcha. The Chol Chafik Motzi B'yotcha means it has to be not just in the place that's my Gvul technically, but it has to be in the place where I didn't give anybody else Drisus Regal. So it's not totally Beisechel Gulecha. It needs more than Beisechel Gulecha. It needs Motzi. Schiris L'moshul or Yichud Le'bayis, that's my Gvul. But I'm not over. Yeah, so as it comes out, I think that's how it comes out in Cheshvan. That the Ramban is not exactly the same as the Rabbein Dovid and the Ramban.
Rabbi,
yeah.
What? The learning the svara of matzah yodecha from the possible body matzah.
Right.
Why are we
being challenged
and saying Svara
and Matzah
is more
Chamor
and it's being learned out from
Pasuk Matzah? No, it's learned out from Pasuk Matzah, but it's not learned out from Batechem. Jewish Chametz, Yiddish Chametz, that's the Mechilta learns out from Batechem. Abeischa b'shuscha, avkol b'shuscha. That's a different drosh. We have two droshes. We have the drosh in Agamara and we have the drosh in the Mechilta that the Ramban brings. The drush in Agamara, which is Yichud Bayis, is lo yimotzei, hamotzei biyotcha. And the Gemara speaks. The Gemara says, "Beferish, schiris lo ikanya. It's still my It's my property. It's not his property. It's not the Seichel's property. It's not the guy's property. It's my property. Schir is leikagri. But it's not motzi biyotcha because I can't walk in so far. I gave it away to somebody else to walk in. So it's not motzi biyodi. So the Gemara says that that's patas me by goyish chametz. By yiddish chametz, that's sitting by a guy. So the Ramban has a different drosha, not from loy motzi. Why doesn't he bring the drosha of loy motzi? I mean, he brings the mechilta. He has a mechilta. Why does the mechilta not say the drosha of loy motzi? I think the pshat is by loy motze is the posuk with which we're marbe goyish chametz. Going back to the bais in the previous omud, loy ro lecha, that's your chametz. What about the pigdainis ben anochim? Tamud loy loy motze. So goyish chametz is learned from loy motze. That if you makabel achrayis and goyish chametz, you're not allowed to have it. So that has a limitation. Loy motze, but it has to be motze biyotcha. But the yiddish chametz that's literally lecha doesn't have that limitation. But it has a different limitation. It has a different limitation. By basically b'shus, I've called b'shus. It's a different drasha. That even on Yiddish, but that Yiddish chametz has to at least be in my b'shus. But it doesn't have to be motzi. And there's a big difference. A place that's that yichud bayis or a place that's socher, it's my bayis. It's my beischa b'shuscha. It's called my bayis. But it's not. At least the Ramban holds. It's called my bayis. But it's not called. It's called my bias, but it's not motzi. So for Yiddish chametz, it's enough, but for goyish chametz, it's not enough.
For post gezeirah shalom.
What?
For post gezeirah shalom. Then we link everything to gezeirah shalom and why are we darshan?
Why are we doing? We already saw in Rishonim that did not that Rishonim hold the gezeirah shalom is for gvulim and batim. The gezeirah shalom equates gvulim and batim. But it's not for everything. Doesn't mean Goyish Chametz and Yiddish Chametz have the same dinner. The Gezeirah Shalom is that Gvulim and Batim have the same dinner. Yeah, Chayez comes out. The mice of that, so Shitas Ramban is that Yiddish Chometz, Ramban, Rabbeinu David, the Ran, they're all from the school of thought, that Yiddish Chometz, Rishus Nochi, Yilada. Now that we looked at it more closely, we see that the Ramban is not exactly the same as Rabbeinu David and the Ran. Stuff. By Yichud Bayis, they won't be the same. By Schirus, they won't be the same. But otherwise, they're basically the same school of thought, that even by Yiddish Chometz, based on this Mechilta, even Yiddish Chometz, if it's sitting by a Goy, Yilada. The Rabbeinu Peretz and the Tosis Rid are Chaluk. Tosis is ambivalent. Tosis doesn't doubt to feel what Tosis means. But Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz and the Tosis Rid, they learn Taka that it's only Yidin by Goyish Chametz. Yiddish Chametz, you're able wherever it is. What do they do with Mechilta? I don't know if they talk about it first. The Rosh talks about that. It's told Mechilta. It's Nochi Shil Val Chemsa. What's the difference? It was they all that Yiddish Chometz Yoyver is in the street, wherever it is, Yiddish Chometz Yoyver B'chol Mokim Shem. Goyish Chometz, that's where we have these limitations. You can't be B'vei Shishal Nochri, you can't even be Yichud Le'bayis and so on. So what's the chiluk? What's the reason for the difference? So I think if you look, I want you to take a look inside, but I think if you look carefully, I think in Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz and in the Tosfos Rid, there's a difference. It's not the same. The Tosfos Rid says that the difference is that something that belongs to me be'etzem, wherever it is, it's considered to be in my rishus. Now he says a chayshin mishpat kachem, something that really belongs to me. It could be sitting in the street. I could be makdish. It's not called any rishusi. Yeah, or if you're sitting by a shomer, then for sure. That's not called Einav Rishus. Kol Hechad De'iso, it's in my Rishus. If I have a porah sitting in the agam, I could be makdish. That's not called Einav Rishus. By a ganav, it's called Einav Rishus. But otherwise, I could be makdish. even by Shomer, most Rishonim say that's the Meiri we talked about in Baba Kama. That most Rishonim hold, they claim to have a comparison Gemara with the pumpkins. That even something that's sitting in somebody else's hand, that could be Makdashit. Right? Everybody grabbed the pumpkin and the guy got all upset and he was Makdash all the pumpkins. And the Gemara says that the Gemara's Mashma that maybe they were Kainit because Yotz HaShuk, but if it's not Yotz HaShuk and they weren't Kainit, you could be Makdashit. Are you not holding it? He's not holding it. So the Meiri said, Taisis is a Bamsim Bamsia Davob. So Raya could be Makdash something that's sitting in somebody else's hands. So you're not a shomer. He's not holding it. He's not holding it for me. He's not a shomer. Yeah, these one. Everybody wants to grab the pumpkin for himself. They won't come over either. So it's called in Myrishus. Allah has kama v'cham. If it's sitting on the floor in the street, it's called in Myrishus. Now Sheinkin says the Tosis read something that Be'etzim doesn't belong to me. I was only mekabel of acharias. So then, if it's not in my house, then it's not called that it's in Myrishus. It has to be in my shlit. It has to be literally in my house. Otherwise, it's called ein bishus. It's not a hill. It's not a chiluk in hilchas chametz u'matzah. It's a chiluk in hilchas chashim mishpat between something that belongs to me be'etzim, which is considered to be in my rishus regardless of where it is, and something where I only had a kabbalah sacharayis on it. So then, it's only called it's my rishus if it's in my rishus. Taisha ben Peretz is more sosim. But it's not mashmati. This I want to tell you, take a look aside. I don't think Taisha ben Peretz is mashma that he means out there after Taisha's reading. Both from the things that he doesn't say and from the things that he does say, I think that he's mashma, that it's mashma him the chiluk. It's not a chishon mishpat the chiluk, it's a chametz u'matzah the chiluk. You take a look. Okay, I think the rest we'll leave for tomorrow. I want to take a look at Tosfos Ben Peretz and Tosfos maybe a little bit inside. I want to take another look at the Rosh about we did the Rosh when we did the sugya of talked about the Rosh when we did the sugya on the previous Amud, the Rosh about Kabbalah Sechayis. But I want to take another look at it down the line of the things that we've seen, and that's basically it. I'm thinking now going forward. Obviously, we're not going to have a midterm because it's already final time. When is Shiur finals? When are the other Shiur? When are they giving Shiur finals? Does anybody know? What?
Find out.
So find out. I think I'm going to do what everybody else is. So whenever Shiur finals is, we're going to have a final also, and I'll give you a week to chaz. It's finals not going to be in everything from the whole semester. Then you would need like 3 weeks to chazer. I'll figure out what the final will be on, and I'll give you a few days to chazer, and then we'll have a final. Yeah. Okay, and then I think next semester we're going to continue. We'll go right there in the first pair. At least to begin with. We'll see later on in the semester, maybe. But certainly to start with. Okay. Good. I wish you well. Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to do. They want to be the amateur fashion. I don't know what to do with it exactly. In the word of Ashi. The words Rabashi said, Rabashi, the Nachim from the Isle, based on Ashi from the Isle, said, because they didn't have it. Because he had based on the Nachim from the Isle, based on Ashi from the Isle. Then when Rabashi said, the whole Masif Kadaf from a Nichil of Ice in the Rabash and Rimatsu was saying, the Halav Bidehu, the Nachim from the Isle, based on Ashi from the Isle.
Just a Halav Bidehu.
Right, so what's the Vahala? That thing is not his. Tommy, it's not his, or like, is Rabashi from the bias? If you have the words enough from the Halab, it's an Ashkenaz.
Yeah, what? Well, actually, I think addressed it. He says it's not much of your other folk. What? Yeah.
Here, if you're having here,
of course, it's the Habi could be there.
Meaning the Habi could be there, different to the Chamit. The Halab there is the Chamit, not here?
Yeah.
Right. If you have the words enough coming out, it's about the referring to the house. The house loving day is enough, right? Yeah. So with that, maybe it's like, you're actually having a
hearing. We're making something to happen with the lucky day because we put through his kind of.
Turn to the bias.
Sure.